tell me, Patrick, what are the effects of fathers who refuse to pay maintenance on their children?
Well, on fathers that refuse to pay maintenance on their children, that is a very unfair situation towards children. But also, we are saying as an organization, we want to balance the issue of paying monetary aspect towards the child, but we want to see fathers spending much more time with their kids. We do not encourage that much the issue of ATM fathers, but we want to promote the present fathers, their children.
And do you think that the Name and Shame campaign should be an ongoing campaign? Do you think that it improves the backlog of maintenance by fathers who refuses to pay?
Well, the Name and Shame campaign can never be the solution to the challenge that is faced by women and children. But you need to intensify the manner in which you manage the maintenance orders level to fathers. But also we are saying you need to balance the issue of the demand of payment of fathers with encouraging them to be present in the lives of children.
Do you think that the Name and Shame could possibly improve that backlog of maintenance by fathers who refuses to pay?
Not necessarily, because issue you are creating another hostility towards fathers. You know, each case we believe that should be treated on its own merit, you know.
Patrick, we know that many single mothers, you know, are becoming very despondent. What is your advice to them regarding maintenance and also in terms of maintenance defaults?
Well, I share the pain together with the single mothers. Myself, I am an uncle to a mother that are four already, and I've got a number of children that are actually depending on me as a person. I must say, I understand the problem, you know. When I'm sitting at home, I must also think about the children of my sisters as well. It's a pain, but I would want to encourage also the sisters to better their relations with their partners in terms of encouraging them to be there so that they see the need to contribute, you know. For me, I really would want to encourage a kind of a consistent dialogue with their partners so that they begin to really value what they do with their children, you know. For me, always, even if a person is unemployed, I say to my brother, please be there for the child. For the sake of the child, be there and make sure that if there are soccer games, there are netball games, swimming games at school, you are present to encourage child. That intrinsically actually builds the esteem of the child, unlike a situation where we demand money from the father and that creates hostility.
What do you think could be the possible pinpointer with the ongoing problem of maintenance defaulters? What could possibly be that one reason?
Well, I think we need to improve on the management systems of who has been issued out with the maintenance order and what is the commitment made by the person, and monitor it very close. Monitor it very close. Make sure that you interact with the person that is in question so that he covers his obligation, you know.
Any final comments, Patrick?
Well, I'm saying as together as members of the public, we need to engage with government and dialogue on the issue and also make sure that we actually encourage fathers to do their responsible duties. You know, if you bring a child in this world, it is expected of you to be there 24/7, not giving that paper to government. That's why we're having father schools across the province to ensure that fathers, they begin to see their responsibility differently.